So I met this girl, Cassandra, who worked at a local coffee shop. I would often visit the coffee shop before work, and it was always a pleasure to see her. From the beginning, she was exactly my type as far as appearance goes. And as we started to make small talk, occasionally, I became more attracted to her. I started openly flirting, and she obliged. Soon after, we exchanged numbers. Things heated up pretty quickly, so I asked her out. I wanted to make our first date special, but she insisted we meet up on a late cold night at a local Denny's upon me returning home from an out-of-state business trip. She was shy at first, but almost instantly loosened up as we were laughing and enjoying our meal. She even asked me to sit next to her in the booth and share dessert. We were the only two customers in Denny's at 11 p.m. on a late cold Wednesday evening, so we were freely flirty and giggly. Everything was great. And from there, we went out about four more times and texted, it seems like, around the clock. I've always been slow to develop serious feelings for someone, so I wanted to be careful with her. However, I think she noticed that I was holding back a little. We had a conversation, and she opened up and told me that she had had her heart broken over a year ago, and it had really affected her mental and physical health. Now, I like Cassandra, but I wasn't ready for a relationship as I had my own commitment and other issues. She shared with me that she wanted to become intimate, even if before a committed relationship. I know women pretty well since I grew up around so many of them. I knew she didn't mean that, and I wasn't about to take advantage. For reasons I really can't remember, eventually we kind of stopped texting as much and then lost contact. Fast forward 3 months later, I had plans to go to a concert out of town in Washington, D.C. The friend I was going to the concert with canceled last minute and gave me his extra ticket. Randomly around that time, Cassandra texted me, and as we engaged in random conversation, the trip came up. She happened to be a big fan of Miguel, one of the artists performing at the concert. I offered the extra ticket to her, thinking there's no chance she'd accept. The concert was just 2 days away and out of state. Turns out I was wrong. She accepted and purchased a plane ticket fairly fast. The plan was to get there the day before the concert and check into our separate hotel rooms, then meet back the next day for the concert. The day of the concert, her plane arrived 45 minutes before mine on another airline. She waited for me at the airport, which was not a part of the plan. We ended up having dinner at the airport and then bar hopping around town afterwards. We both had been heavily drinking, and Cassandra was a lot of fun as usual. I ordered an Uber for me and asked if she was okay getting to her hotel. She said she was actually afraid to be alone as she was too intoxicated and asked to stay with me at my hotel until she sobered up. We ended back up at the hotel just listening to music and laughing about random things. I went into the bathroom to freshen up as we had planned to get her back to her hotel via Uber. I left the door slightly open unintentionally as I stood at the sink. She walked in. We started talking and she thanked me for staying with her. Before I knew it, she was on top of me on the sink kissing me. I picked her up and carried her to the bed. We passionately kissed and engaged each other in all the acts you can imagine. We did this all night. Again early in the morning and late into the afternoon around 2. We didn't speak much about it as she left to go to her hotel later. We then met at the concert. and neither of us had a drink at the concert, but still found ourselves back at my hotel room in the sheets all night. This time it had gotten more intense. As she began to call my name and passionately ride herself to ecstasy, she was like an ocean on top of me, wet waves out of control. We didn't talk about it at all as we both proceeded to head to our flights back home. By the time I landed, I had 4 long messages from her, all about how she wanted to be in a relationship and see each other exclusively. I simply told her I also felt the connection, but we should date more before we made a commitment. Now, I know what she had been through, and I didn't want to hurt her by rushing things. Her exact response was, "You took advantage of me." Now, this is something that a decent man never wants to hear. I need advice on how to go about this. I actually like her and would consider a relationship down the line, but this is too big of a red flag. What is your opinion? What should I do? And welcome to 9 at Night, ladies and gentlemen. So as you just heard, we have an issue where this young man and this young lady got into a relationship, or a situationship, we should call it, and she felt taken advantage of because they became physical without or before a commitment. Now, I think this is always going to be a battle between the two sexes, because for men, it seems as though we want to have a verbal or get a verbal understanding of what a situation is, whereas a woman, or let's not make it a gender thing, one side, we'll say one side, whichever side, but there's normally a side that sees it in a sense that if things are happening, then there's an unspoken agreement. As far as if we're becoming physical or we're dating, this should be an unspoken agreement. And then there's always the other side that sees it as, hey, no, things should be put into perspective by words. And in my opinion, it has to be a little bit of both. I think it is the responsibility of both parties to get an understanding. Now, where you ask for advice on what you should do here, my advice is tread carefully or leave the situation altogether. Because the simple fact that she said she was taken advantage of, depending on who she is and how she is, you know, that could be very, what is the word I'm looking for here? That could be a huge red flag. And you don't want to put yourself in a situation where a woman or someone is saying these things or making these accusations that you're taking advantage of them. It could have been simple situation where she used the wrong vocabulary. So again, it's all about getting understanding. You need to understand from her what is exactly being taken advantage of, and are you guys compatible? Can you guys work this out and come together, or put this behind you? So you really didn't leave me much to give you a 100% clear cut answer as to whether or not you should further pursue the situation or leave. I think you should get more of an understanding from her. She could be feeling vulnerable to you, because quite often we as men, sometimes we tend to think that, or we look at sex differently from women. They become more, or again, let's not make it about a gender thing. I have to keep correcting myself with that. But one side may see it as a more of a connection, a mental connection, or, you know, soul to soul type thing, where the other party just kind of see it as, hey, this was a situation, it happened, and, you know, things will work out, or they won't. So again, it's just all about getting to understand and getting to know that person. And you should definitely do more talking and searching this person out before becoming physical, as you did in your situation. So those are my thoughts on that. Thank you for tuning in to 9 at Night, and stay tuned for another topic coming up later. It's always a pleasure to have you. Until next time.